Well, hello, audio boo. This is Peggy sitting out on our patio, and Dan is over weeding the garden and doing some yard work. I just thought while I was sitting here, I would do my February boo. Today's topic is, if you knew you just had 24 hours left to live, what would you do? And the more I think about it, the more I have problems with that, because first of all, for one thing, we don't know that we even have 24 hours. I mean, not to be morbid or anything, but we really don't know. I mean, you know, I could drop dead of a heart attack or, you know, get in a car accident or something. I mean, we just don't know what could happen. So that's one problem I have with the question. Another thing I was thinking, though, is like, okay, you know, the answers we all give, you know, I'd hang out with Dan, you know, I would tell Dan how much I love him and call my daughter and, you know, whatever. Well, why wouldn't I do that anyway? You know, if that's something that's important to me, why would I wait until I only had 24 hours left? So that was another direction my mind was going, is if it's important enough to be doing, you know, why wait until you know you're dying or something? And then another thought, it's kind of not something that would be realistic about what's important to you or not important to you, because, okay, if I knew I only had 24 hours left, I wouldn't braille the song that I need to braille.
Heart attack!
Shut up, Dan. If I knew that I only had 24 hours left, I wouldn't braille the song that I need to braille for Ash Wednesday. Because, hey, it wouldn't be around, so what, you know. But yet, that is something that I need to do, because I'm assuming that I will be around. So, you know, it's important to do. I think the question that would be better to ask would be, what is this moment calling me to do? What is the invitation of this time right now? And am I doing it, or am I putting it off to do something else? You know, I always hear about the invitation of the present moment, and that kind of sticks with me. You know, what should I be doing? So that's kind of my thoughts on the subject. Let me see how much time I have left.
2, 6.
Oh, I've got some time left. I don't know that I have anything more profound to say, but just like right now, I've just been sitting out here listening to just listening to the outside noises, you know, the few little chirpy, cheepy birds and city noise off in the distance, and just kind of sitting in. I can feel the sunshine coming in on the patio, and you know, it's not anything productive. You know, Dan and I haven't, you know, we've maybe just made little small talk periodically, but not anything profound. But yet I think that that's what this moment is inviting me to do. And at this point, it's also inviting me to, hey, this is a good opportunity to make your February 10th audio boo. So that is my thought for, you know, life and what to be doing and how to decide what's important to be doing in the moment. So I think I will end this puppy.
Pause recording. 0:51.
Oh, now I know Dan wouldn't be doing the garden if he thought he had only 24 hours. Right, Dan?
What?
You wouldn't be doing the garden if you thought you only had 24 hours left. You just let it go to whatever. Okay, this thing's gonna end, so let me end this, and everyone have a wonderful evening.